about what was the chait by Mei Meriva. Go through the machlekes and the mafreshanim. Wow, you have Ruach HaKodesh. But it doesn't always work.
No.
This week it's doing good. Yeah. Okay. So, let's get the right page here. Here. Start first with the Rambam. The Rambam is in Shemayin Aprakim, and the Ramban also brings it in Chumash here, but brings almost the whole thing. So I'll read it already. I wrote it down here. He's in Perek Dalav Shemayin Aprakim. She'i efshar la'adam, it's impossible for a person mibilti chisaron, not to have a chisaron. Sha'filosofim kvar amru, philosophers say, kaved hu, it's very heavy, or I mean very difficult, v'rochuk, and very vite, you know, she'i matzei mishuhu b'teva l'mailos kulam, that you could have a person who has a nature that will automatically have all l'mailos. Rotzoloimar, l'mailos hamidos, to be perfect midas, ulamalos hasichlis, and perfect seichel, mezuman umuchan, all just set and ready. Abu besifrei ha-Nevim nimtza ze bohem harbe. In the Nevim, it says this all the time. Omar, it says in, I think, Eoth, hein ba'avodov lo yamin, Hashem doesn't trust even his servants. Uva malochav yasim tala, right? He even, like finds fault in the malochim. Ma yitzdak enosh im eloika. How could a human being be a tzaddik with Hashem? And a human, right, somebody born a Yeludisha can't expect to be a perfectly Zakar. Ushlome Amelch Allah Shalom Omar Stam Ein Adam Tzadik Boretz Ashayatov Lo Yachta. You don't even, okay. Ve'ata Yodea. And you know, Sha'adoin Harishain Ba'achrenim, the Adoin of all other people, Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Kmor Kvor Omar Eilov Hashem Yisborach. Hashem said to him, Yan loy ha'emantem bi lahakdisheni le'enei bnei Yisrael al asher marisam pi b'meim riva al asher loy kidashtem Moshe. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest of all, Hashem had a taina even on him. Okay, now he wants to go into the chet. What was it? V'chetoi olav hashalom hu shenoto litzad echad mikitzvois malois hamidus. He went a little bit over from to one extreme in midus. V'hu asavlonus. It's the midah of patience. Kasher noto litzad haragzonus, that he got a little bit into anger. Be'omroi shimu no hamoirin. When he told them, you're rebels. He said, listen here, rebels. There was not a little bit to Ragzonus. Diktek olav Hashem Yisborach. Hashem was medaktik on him. Sheyeh adam kamo, someone like you, koyes, get angry, lifnei adas Yisrael, in front of Klal Yisrael, b'mokom she'ein roi boyakas, in a place where kas is not appropriate. Okay, v'chayotze b'zeh b'din ha'ish ahu, and somebody on that level of a person, like Moshe Rabbeinu, chil Hashem Yisborach, that's a chil Hashem. Why is that? Mipnei, because shemitnu oisav umidvorov, from every movement that Moshe Rabbeinu did, from every word that he said, kulam lemedim, everyone used to learn. And the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, that it says, you know, in Kisisa, behibitu achari Moshe adboi ho'oyala, that everyone would stare, would look at Moshe when he, and Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, they would like look at every movement that Moshe Rabbeinu did, anything they will learn from.
It's like Moshe
Rabbeinu. Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. So anything, v'hoyu mikavim, they were hoping, lagia bohem, that by doing, you know, what he does, el hatzlochas o elam hazev o elam haba, that they'll have the best hatzloch in this world and the next by following him. V'eich yeroya bo hakas. So how could kas be seen by Moshe Rabbeinu? V'hu mipu'ulo yisara, and that's something not right. K'moshe biyarnu, right? And so on. And that was what Hashem had a tain on. Now, the Rambam writes in another place, in Pirkei Avos, that it says there, Hashem doesn't take any shoychad. And the Rambam says that means that if you're greatest in the world, and everything you do is perfect, 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 and you do one chutasaira wrong, already Hashem will have a tain on the person, and he gives Moshe Rabbeinu as an example of this thing right here. Okay? Now here, I want to say a beautiful thing just now from the Chassam Sefer, before I go any further. And it really should be like a hakdama. That two things. First of all, we shouldn't forget that it says in Targum Onkelos, in Vizois HaBrocha, by Levi, it says over there, Tumecha Burecha, Asher Nisisoi B'masa Terivehu Almei Meriva, that Hashem was rub with him by Mei Meriva, and it says in Targum Onkelos, Bechantoihi Almei Meriva V'ishtakach Mehemon, he was tested on Mei Meriva, and he was found trustworthy. And the Ramban says over there, based on really Rashi quotes it too, that what it's trying to say is lohedia al miut hachet, on the how tiny the chet was, the al goydel oynish, and yet Hashem gave such a great oynish. It's pointing that out, that he was really under all other, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, he would be considered trustworthy. It was a tiny chet that. Now, the Chassam Sefer says a beautiful thing. He brings in Sukkah. There's a Gemara that Esrog, which has a chazozis, you know, which has like, how do we call it? I don't know what the, like it has a different color. Yeah, but like just even Mare, Shinui Mare, the color is a little, is apostle. So it says there, Omar, I don't remember, a certain Amoira, Omar Rav Yehei Hamokum Be'ezroi. He said in the name of Rav Hashem should help him. The chazozis is only a psul if there's three little discolorations. But if it's only one, it's okay. So the Chassam Sefer says, why all of a sudden this nice title, Hashem should be Yehei HaShamokim Yehei Be'ezrei? I mean, we have a lot of Amar Ravs in Shas. And it doesn't say Yehei HaMokim Be'ezrei. Why all of a sudden this time, yeah? So he said like this. The pshat is, in a different place, in Perek Zayin of Shmoyna Prokim, the Rambam talks about different Nevi'im and the levels that they were on. And he says, in order to be a Navi, you have to have excellent Midos, but even if you are lacking in one Midah or another, that's not Ma'akev. And he goes through a whole list of Nevi'im there, only the Rambam. This Navi, you see, he didn't have that Midah perfect, and he was still a Navi. And this Navi, okay, the Rambam says that. Then he says, Moshe Rabbeinu had all his midas perfect. And that was why Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was a spaklar yamira, like a clear glass, he says, like that's like you can mamish see the Eibishter clear. So the Chassam Sefer says, I hear it says in the Rambam that he had some taina on kas. So he says that was why it was an aspaklaya. That was why it was a glass. If it would have been without that, even it wouldn't even be a glass. It would be like with no glass. This way, Moshe Rabbeinu got to the madrega of aspaklaria meira.
So what does panimel panim mean?
That's called panimel panim. If you see somebody through a glass, that's panimel panim. But that glass was this thing. Oh, so he says it says that the esrog. You know, the four minim, each one is connected different part of Klai. So the esrog is for the tzaddik. Okay? Now, so Rav said like this. Rav said that if esrog has to be hodor, has to be mamish beautiful. What if it has one chazazis? It has one midah, like, that's connected, like one midah a little discolored, right? He's still called a perfect esrog. He's still called a hodor gomor, right? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he had one taina is still called perfect, right? That's like it says, "Bechantoyev Avishlim," he's still called perfect for us. So that's why they said like this. So when Rav said that memra, it's like hinting on that it's impossible for a human being, no matter how great you are, to be mamish perfect. So therefore, for a human being, he's like the esrig. One spot is still perfect. So Memela, he said on Rav himself. Rav himself was perfect. It says on him all these graces. Achin, he didn't look out of his dalal ames. He didn't say sichas chulin. He didn't everything right. He said Yehei amokem be'ezra. Even Rav needs Hashem to help him because a human being is fart a human being, and to be mamish perfect, even Rav needs. That's why he said it, and he brings, and he says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Chazam Sefer. Okay, that's just a hakdama to get an idea of what kind of taina we're talking about. Fine, so anyways, so far the Rambam said that the problem was a little bit of ragzonus, not a little to the ragzonus, and the Chil Hashem, why it says lakdisheni, was because people were looking at him and learning from him, and that's a Chil Hashem that everyone will learn such a thing from him. Oh. Now, he goes weiter.
Was that the only time he had ragzonus?
That's the only time that it says okay. A tain on him. There are a few other places that it says a chumash.
With
Nadav Aviyu, he got angry. Right. And also by
They forgot the halacha
there. And again, in Matos, when the Anshei HaChayol left the Mikavis, he got angry too. Okay, and the Ramban, we'll soon see, the Ramban talks about that. The Ramban brings that up. Okay, now, the Rambam goes weiter. Aval Omroi b'inyan merisem pi, what does it mean, besides for what it says, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mekadosh Lakdisheni, which is saying this inyan of the Chil Hashem, it also calls it merisem pi, rebelled on my mouth. What is that? So Yizok Teras, who can Moshe Avar, I'll explain that to you also. V'hu, shelo haye medaber im scholim, shezachru chachamim. Sorry, v'lo yim mishen lo mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu by no means was talking to fools or pasha the people. Aval im anoshim, what level were these people on? Shaktano shabinashem, the lowest woman there, Hoysa ki Yechezkel ben Buzi, was on the madrega of Yechezkel Hanavi. Kemoisha zachru chachamim, like Hazal say, right, that the Shivcha on the Yam saw, and he's telling me a chiddush here, That was a steady thing. It was Nimshach.
For 40 years.
They only got greater. So, I would have not known that. I would have thought maybe they got a special lift up by just for that time.
She blagged the ship.
Okay.
Right.
But no, he's saying that was their level. So that's the kind of people he was talking to. V'chol ma'asha yoimar, anything Moshe Rabbeinu would say, or yasa, or did, yivchaneu, they would check it out and think into it and so on. And when they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at them, Amru, the people were saying, Shehu Olav HaShalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Olav Pchisus Mida. He doesn't have any lack in any of his midas. So why is he getting angry? Velule Shehoya Yodea, Shehashem Yizborach Kas Aleinu. If he didn't know that Hashem is angry at us, the Vakasha Samayim, because we're asking for this water. And that we got Hashem angry, he wouldn't be angry. They learned him up. They said, how could it be Moshe Rabbeinu is angry? He has perfect midos. The only way it could be that he's angry must be that Hashem is angry, and he knows that. And he's showing us that Hashem is angry. But we don't find that Hashem really was angry. All we find is that Omar Hashem said, "Kachas amata, take the staff, hakalas eda, gather the people and give them the water." So mimeila, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the people a lesson, and they understood it as what Hashem was actually saying. And Hashem never had ever said that. Hashem had never said he was angry. And by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was angry, he was teaching everyone that they thought Hashem was angry, and he wasn't. So that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Merisem pi," means because like you made me say something which I didn't say. That's called merisem pi. Like in the eyes of the people, you like made them as if they said, Hashem said he's angry. That's what people are saying, and Hashem never said that. So that's called Merisem Pi. That's the Rambam's pshat. Okay? And then he writes, V'hine yatzonu b'kavanas hashar. I really went sidetracked here when I said this. Aval hitarnu safik misveke atorah, but I wanted to answer this because people really have difficult on this pasuk. Shenemru bo dvorim rabim. Many pshatim have been said on this. V'nishal pomim rabim. Ezechet chotam. People ask many times, what did he do wrong? Ure'e ma shenemru bo. Go and check up what everyone else says about this. Umasha Amarnu Bo Anachnu, and compare to what we just said here. The Ha Emes Yasa Darkei. Yeah? That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. So anyway, the problem, before I get, I'm going to say over it soon, the Ramban's kashas on the Rambam. The Ramban totally disagrees with him. But before that, I had a problem. Turns out like this. The Rambam is saying that there were two, like, tainus that the Pasuk is mentioning. One is there was a Chilul Hashem, because the Mida he did, he had not the Torah Gzonis, and people are going to pick up on this Magzonis. People used to learn from him. Then there's another thing, another kind of Marisa P. Misrepresented what Hashem said. Everyone's going to think Hashem was angry, and he really wasn't angry. Okay, so my question was like this. Bishlama, that the Rambam need wasn't sufficient, the first thing, because he needs to say, what does it mean, Marisa P? So he needs to come out to something more. If just the fact alone that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a little to the cast, that wouldn't be called Marisa P. So therefore, he needs to add on the second thing. No, because he taught a wrong lesson, that's like changing, misrepresenting Hashem's word, that's like Marisa P. But why isn't this second one enough? Why isn't the Marisa P itself good enough to explain everything? It's Marisa P, and that itself is also the Chil Hashem. That he misrepresented Hashem's word. Why isn't that itself a Chil Hashem? So, what it seemed to me is the pshat is it would not be a Chil Hashem, because the idea of the Chil Hashem is like when you make Hashem less scared, people are less scared or less worried to do what Hashem says. That's the whole idea of the Chil Hashem. Now, if the people would think that Hashem is angry with them, that would not bring down Hashem's honor in any which way. It's a false lesson. Hashem was not angry. But if the people would say, oi, Hashem is angry with us, because Moshe Rabbeinu is angry with us, that wouldn't have been a Chil Hashem, actually. So that's why that would only be the Marisa P, because that is Taka. Hashem wasn't angry, and you said I was angry. So it's Taka, you know, it's Taka, two different things. There are two different Averis going on over here. The one Avera is that he said something in the name of Hashem, they took it as in the name of Hashem, and he hadn't said it. That was Marisa P. That wasn't the Chil Hashem. Nobody felt less anything because of that. And then, on the other hand, it says that it was a Chil Hashem. That was because, and now think about what's happening here. That was when they found out that Hashem wasn't really angry. Because when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I wasn't angry at you did that. And they found out that was Moshe Rabbeinu himself did that without Hashem. Then it turned into a Chil Hashem. Because at that point, they saw also Moshe Rabbeinu had something, a little bit of kas, right? And it wasn't from Hashem. And then that was a problem because the people started going down a little from that.
So they'll also be Baal Kass too, a little bit.
They'll also be a little bit of Baal Kass. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, even he is, right? So it turns out that when you had one, you didn't have the other. When you had the other, you didn't have the one. That's how it turns out. Until at the first moment when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, then it wasn't a Chil Hashem yet, because they thought Moshe Hashem was angry. But then he was misrepresenting Hashem. Then when they found out that it wasn't true, then it went the other way around. Then they know what Hashem really said, right? Because now they know the truth was Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own. It wasn't anymore the misrepresenting, but now it was the Chil Hashem.
So the Chil Hashem comes from the Kass.
The Chil Hashem is because of the Kass, yes.
The question says it's like the moon.
Because
itself is made.
Says that what? Yan lo. Oh, so that's a question. How do you translate the word Yan lo he'emantem be according to this Rambam? So in the Sefer Sam Derech, you know, from Rav Simcha Zissel Brody, he says, according to the Rambam, the word is like you have, he brings some other places in Chumash where he'emantem means true and unchanging. He brings, which one does he bring? I wrote down which pasuk he found. Hakel haneemon, and the Rambam says lilo shinui, no changing. So in other words, it means lo he'emantem, you didn't stay exactly with me, unchangingly, to my, that I'm not angry, you're not angry. You veered off a little, that's how you're going to have to learn according to the Rambam. That's what it means. Oh.
What? So one of there was that he misrepresented Hashem.
Right.
How and why did that happen?
Because he got angry.
Why would he?
Why did he get angry?
Why did he make that mistake?
Okay, soon you'll hear an answer. Soon you're going to hear an answer. Okay, I'll go straight to your thing because you asked it, so I'm going to go straight to that. So the Ramban has a few kashas on the Rambam. He does not agree at all with the Rambam. The first kashas we really answered already. He says, how does the Rambam's pshat explain the words merisempi? And how does the Rambam's pshat explain the word hemante? Those are his two kashas. So we really tried to explain that already. That Marisa and Peace means that when you make it as if Hashem said something he didn't say, that's called Marisa and Peace. Obviously the Ramban says, no, Marisa and Peace means Hashem told you to do something and you didn't listen to him, right? And we're saying, no, that's also called Marisa and Peace. When like you make Hashem's mouth say something that it didn't say, that's also called like a Marisa and Peace. And I guess he wants Haman to mean, don't believe me. And according to the Rambam, it's meaning you didn't stay true with me. The second thing is, he says, if the problem is that, over here, according to the Rambam, the problem is that he got angry. So here it doesn't say beferish in the Gemara, in the Pasuk, that he got angry, right? It says the word Shimon Amor, but it doesn't say he got angry. But there's the Pasuk in Matos, where it, Mamish says, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. So why wouldn't Hashem punish him over there for getting angry? That's the question he asks.
Where was that again?
In Matos, when they didn't kill out all the people and they left the Nekevus alive when they killed Midian.
Was that against the whole Klal Yisrael?
Oh. So that was one thing I was thinking. It was only the Pekudei Achoyel. It says, Vayitzef Moshe al Pekudei Achoyel. So maybe that could be a difference.
And it also wasn't wrong.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. That maybe the Rambam holds that it wasn't wrong. Maybe Hashem really was angry too over there.
They made a mistake.
They shouldn't have done it. So maybe that's not a... Now comes the third Kasha. And this comes to what you want. The Ramban says, I'm sure Hashem was very angry. He says, what? The Rambam is saying, Hashem wasn't angry. We don't find in the Pasuk that Hashem was angry, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu misrepresented Hashem. The Ramban, I think Hashem was very angry. He says, look what they were saying. They were saying, you have no food. It was much better in Mitzrayim.
It's 40 years later.
That's what they're saying. He says it's mamish sounds like other places in the Chumash where it says black and white. That Hashem was very angry. And he says, but the Rambam said, but you don't see it because it says Hashem just told Moshe to take the mate and give them water. So it sounds like he's not angry. Zok the Ramban, the Klal HaGadol is that when Klal Yisrael would complain bitterly, which they shouldn't, about something that they really need, such as water, then first Hashem is a Kel HaGadol HaRachman, and he doesn't start doing anything. He gives them the water. Later on, he gives them Musar for getting angry, for what they said, for the way they act and the way they behave. So that is no Raya, that Hashem was not angry. Because Hashem could have been very angry. And he says it even sounds it. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayera Kvoid Hashem. You know, when they were complaining, so it says that they fell on their faces, right? Moshe Har felt, right? And then Vayera Kvoid Hashem, he says, that's something that you find when Hashem is very angry.
Just like by the
Meraglim. Right. So it's the same, right? And he says, that means Hashem was very angry. But he didn't say anything. Because first, give him the water. But Avad Hashem was angry. So how could you say that Moshe Rabbeinu misrepresented Hashem? That is the third time of the Rambam. So here I wanted to say a pshat, and I thought this would mamish answer the whole thing. That's exactly the point. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what the Rambam said. Hashem was angry. So he told them off. He told them, you are Moirim, and Hashem is angry at you. But the thing was that Hashem said, I'm not showing it now. Right now, I just said, give him the water. So right now, you do what I do. Right? And right now, I'm saying that, so you do that. When I'll be angry, you be angry. And that was the mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, but I know Hashem is angry, and there's a sign of it, Vayir Kored Hashem, and all that. So then I should tell them right now that Hashem is angry. It's better for them that they should know now and do tshuva and shape up, and right? That little tiny thing.
That's the Yang Lo Amantam. It fits into the Amantam.
You mean that to be true?
Is what Hashem does.
Exactly what Hashem does right now. And that was, and Hashem detected that Moshe Rabbeinu was somewhat angry, and that's what made him make that pachro. That was the little thing. Okay? And then I looked in Shari Aaron this afternoon, and he says, I will write down here what I heard from Rav Shach 2 years ago, but I don't know what 2 years ago was from, whatever. And that is exactly, Rav Shach wasn't saying it in, he heard a shmooze from Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said the chet was that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have done it now. Now it was time to give out the water. Okay, so I believe that it could be pshat in the Rambam. That could be pshat in the Rambam. So now we have a nice pshat, how to answer up all the issues in the Rambam. The first thing is the word hamantam is you weren't true, not in your belief. Marisa and P, the Rambam's mechadish, means that you misrepresent. Also, we see that there were two inyanim. There was one inyan of the midah and the chilul Hashem part. The other thing was the Marisa and P. Also, the reason why here it seems that was a greater time of getting angry, here it wasn't right. In the other places, we have to say, according to Rambam, it was right. And Taka Hashem was angry. That's the biggest, I think, chiddush here. He was angry, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was angry, and yet there was a taina that he shouldn't have done it now.
So when we say Kabbalah Shabbos, I've been trying to all cook with them. I'm totally let go. So we see Hashem was angry with them all the time.
That for 40 years, well, that doesn't mean that Hashem was angry the whole time. You mean because it's akut? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it means that throughout, right? The 40 years, things happen that made Hashem angry. I don't think it means every day, right? Like, things happen throughout the 40 years. And the Ramban brings a pasuk which says, Beferish, that Hashem was angry, in Tehillim. Vayaktifu almei meriva. So, Hashem was angry. Okay. Now, one last thing I want to mention, two more nekudas in the Ramban before we go to Rashi. The one nekuda is, why is it that the Rambam wrote that Moshe Rabbeinu did Chil Hashem? He writes it in the Chil Hashem form. The Pasuk never says it that strongly. He keeps on saying, Loi Kiddash Temoisi. Loi Kiddash Temoisi. He didn't make a Kiddush Hashem. Really, L'chay the Rambam is more, there was no Kiddush Hashem that he was supposed to do. He just should stay on the line, do what Hashem does, like that would be like sort of part of like doing the right thing, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu changed it. He got angry and he said something to them that, right? So why does it say Lo Kiddashtem? Rambam wrote Chil Hashem just said Chil Altem. So my horror was like this. Perhaps we could say at the end, what does the end of Meim Riva say? Hema Meim Riva Asher Rabu Bnei Israel Hashem Vayikodesh Bom. And at the end, Hashem had a big Kiddush Hashem. Because for this little thing, such a huge Einish, right? So the pshat was like this. Hashem said, at the end of the day, at the same exact second, the Chil Hashem is going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Right? Because as soon as they find out that really Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say what Hashem said, at that same second, how do they find that out? Because Hashem said, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So then they found out. There's going to be a huge Kiddush Hashem. So really, there was not even 1 second when Hashem's honor really went down. Because at the very second that they heard about Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, that he had a little kas, at that same second, Hashem got a kiddush Hashem, because look what Moshe Rabbeinu got punished for that much kas. So no one got weaker, really, in kas. The only thing that happened was that instead of the kiddush Hashem coming from Moshe Rabbeinu's actions...
The Kavachemer.
Excuse me?
The Kavachemer, the Rashi.
Oh, that's Rashi. I'm not even on Rashi, though. I'm saying Rambam. Mm-hmm. The Rambam's saying like this. What was the Chil Hashem? That people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu got a little angry. So now they could learn from it, okay? When did they find out that Moshe Rabbeinu got a little angry? When they heard that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. So did anyone get weak in start getting a little cast? Oh, you see a little cast.
It's okay.
That
comes from Shimon HaMoirim. They saw the cast by Shimon HaMoirim.
They saw the cast, but at that time there was no Chil Hashem yet, because they thought Hashem was angry.
Right.
Then they didn't see anything wrong. They said, Hashem must be angry at us. Then they heard Hashem say, no, I was not angry. You said that. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael anymore. Right? So at that minute, when they heard that news, then they know Moshe Rabbeinu actually got angry, and it wasn't Hashem. And at that same minute, what do they know? That look what happens when you do that. So did anyone, Lamaisa, get weaker in their Yiras Shemayim? I would say no. It says Vayikaresh Bam. Lamaisa, it was a Kiddush Hashem at the end of the day. So the only difference was, instead of him doing the Kiddush Hashem through being true, right? Hashem made the Kiddush Hashem himself. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Goyrin, maybe, but... So therefore, the only thing it says in the Pasuk at the end is, Yan lo kiddash the Moshe, you didn't make the Kiddush Hashem. You didn't make the Kiddush Hashem. You should have made the Kiddush Hashem. At the end, it was by Kaddish Bam. Hashem got Kaddish.
They became the object.
You became the object.
Right.
So therefore, it never said, you made a Chil Hashem. Because even though their act was, but it was set off, it never ended up really a Chil Hashem. It just, the only thing it ended up was they didn't do it. That could be a little shot in the words. Oh yeah, that's in Rashi. I'm going to say, the Gurya is pshat about doing it b'simcha.
And b'simcha, and that he could have caused a tremendous kiddush.
Kiddush Hashem, yeah. That's Rashi. I'm just getting to Rashi right now. Yeah. No, okay, well, you still have more time. So we have, okay, so that's one thing in the Rambam.
There was a second...
second part? No, I'm first going to do this. If I have time, I'll get to the second thing, but I don't know if I will. We'll see. The other ha'ara was just one other ha'ara. That in this parsha, it doesn't say Marisa and P. In this parsha, only says Yan Lo Kiddash the Moisim and Mamantem. You weren't true, and you make a Kiddush Hashem, and it only says Marisa and P by when they were each dying. When Moshe Rabbeinu was dying in Pinchas, Hashem said you have to go up to that mountain, and then he says Marisa and P. And by Aaron, a little later, it's in the parasha. Sorry, when he was about to die, go to Har Har, Marisa and P. So, excuse me, but it says the word Marisa and P there too, right? See it there when he's about to die by Aaron.
By Aaron.
By Aaron and by Moshe. By Moshe and Pinchas. And Pinchas. But right here, no, doesn't say.
So Aaron also knew when Hashem got angry?
What you mean, what did Aaron do wrong at all?
That's Rashi said.
Yeah, Rashi really, it's a bracha, right? It says, what did Aaron do wrong? Rashi says that, and it was a Alila, but it was somewhat of a taina, I forgot which parish says, that like he went along by being quiet and letting Moshe Rabbeinu say what he said, and like he's standing with him. Now Moicha was a little somewhat of a tie on him too. Even less than Moshe Rabbeinu. Like that, yeah. Well, if Moshe Rabbeinu did something that's not right.
Normally we say the
rat. Okay.
It's Moshe Rabbeinu.
Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So
it was possible he was doing this inside the God was nice that title.
I mean, this was a taina. This was a taina. This is the one taina on Moshe Rabbeinu that there is. So a taina is a taina. You're saying only Boinsham Aaron couldn't. I hear. Well, I guess the Boinsham held that he could be mavchin it. Or else you're right. Then what could be? He could also realize it. I guess.
Rabbi Meister, while you're on this, I had a question on when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, Aaron did not get in trouble, and I was just curious. How come Aaron didn't get in trouble here?
Well, the truth is, in some of the Midrashim, it says he did.
I thought that was a separate Shia.
We did want to talk about that a different time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, no,
oh, yeah, just, yeah, we talked about it and nothing happened to him or something did happen.
It's not a simple thing.
No, I'm just saying because he got in trouble here. So
over there, yeah. It's not a 2 second. That, no, it isn't.
No.
Yeah. Not 2 seconds. Yeah. It's a nice, good longing. Okay, so the horror that I want to just point out is that here Hashem swore, Lachain Rashi is a shvur, that they're not going to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So that was, according to the Rambam, for the Chil Hashem part. So because Chil Hashem cannot be forgiven. You know, like the Gemara, Chil Hashem cannot be forgiven. So Memela, Hashem said, since you were not Mekadosh me, since you made somewhat of a Chil Hashem from Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, therefore Hashem swore that you will not take the Bnei Yisrael in. However, that did not say yet that they can't get into Eretz Yisrael as a private citizen. They had said, Lo Saviu, as Bnei Yisrael, you will not be able to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But then, when it was time for them to die, so it says in the Gemara that they died early. They should have lived longer. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei. But since you did, the Me'mariva, the Hashem said they're going to die early. And I'll just mention already that the Gemara says, how long would he have had to live? Right? Well, how long would he have lived? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Truma of the world, like the most Kaddish part of the world. And Truma, in the Beinuni, is a 50th, right? And since the world lasts 6,000 years, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120. But if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have done the Me'mariva, he would have been Truma Ba'ayin Yofa, which is a 40th, and he would have lived to 150. That was how long he should have lived. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, and because of that, he lost 30 years, and he says that's the reason why it says in V'zois HaBracha that they cried for 30 days. For every day, they're crying for 1 year of loss, that they lost the year of his life. That's what the Gemara says. So anyways, then when they were going to die, so Hashem said, the reason that they're dying early, that's because they were Marisim Pi. There was no Shvu on that. They could have, Hashem did punish them that way and he made them die early. But there was like two things. For the fact that they were did a Chil Hashem, Hashem swore that they will not be able to take Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And that can't be changed anymore. It was a Shavuot. And then there was something else. That when they actually died, that was they died early because they were Marisim Pi. That's why I would think it comes out from the words according to the Rambam.
So why couldn't they go in as private citizens again?
But Hashem punished them for Marisim Pi. Because of this. They misrepresented Hashem. They got punished and they died early. That was a different thing. Okay, that is the end of the Rambam. Now comes Rashi. According to Rashi, he says that the thing that they did wrong was that they hit the rock and they should have talked to the rock, right? And Rashi gives the whole thing how it happened. The Taka did try to talk to the rock, but by mistake they didn't realize they were talking to the wrong rock. And then they said, oh, maybe really Hashem means we should hit it. And then they hit it, and then Hashem said, you didn't listen to me, and that was what they did wrong. So the Ramban has kashas on Rashi's pshat. The first kasha he has on Rashi's pshat is, but Hashem told him, take the stick. And if Hashem tells you, take the stick, that means he does want you to hit it, or else why is he telling you to take the stick? And he says, there's other places where Hashem told him, like, netei matcha, or he brings Vesamata Zek Tikach Biodecha, and actually he did hit something. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu is right. That's the kasha of the Ramban.
The other hit the rock was the same stick.
It was the same stick he hit last time in Beshalach, yeah. This question of the Ramban I simply do not get at all. I personally don't get it. How does the Ramban see anywhere that when Hashem tells you to take the stick, that means automatically you're supposed to hit something?
I would take the stick and it became a Roman
flower. Yeah,
it's a different stick.
Right, I'm saying
and
right.
Then he took it and it became a snake by
yeah, right, so right. I don't understand. Like, why is he saying, I don't understand it. I'm missing something. I don't understand why is that a kasha. I looked in all the places that he like quotes over there, And I didn't see anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu ever hit anything without being told to. Like he says, Makas Dom. But it says in the Pasuk there, Koa Marashen.
If you're saying Stam taking Maka, those all the other places ready to take Maka and do something, they'll put it on the ground.
Or whatever it is. Right.
Here, there's no.
He didn't tell them to do anything.
They just told them to
take it.
Right, so maybe Stams.
Okay, so Bahazar and Ban have that right to say that as a question against Rashi. Rashi will say no. And I saw another nice thing too. If you look in Bishalach, by this war with Amalek, it says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Giva over there, Umate Ha'elukim Biyadi. And it doesn't even say that he did anything with it. It must be there was something of just having the Mata there. So I don't understand that Kasha so well. And Kalvah Chaimer, I don't understand it when it says in the Pasuk, V'dibartem el ha'sela. So then I could clearly see that's... So I don't understand that Kasha so much. You have to be ma'ayin into the Kasha more. The second Kasha of the Ramban is that what he doesn't understand the whole Kalvah Chaimer. What does Rashi mean that Madoch... the Yidden are going to say, right, that even a rock that doesn't hear and whatever, you talk to it, it listens. So for sure, we should listen to what Hashem says, right? But now that you hit the rock, they're not going to learn that lesson. So I don't see the difference. The rock is a rock. The miracle is a miracle. If you talk to the rock, to me it seems the same thing that they're going to get out of that, as if you're going to hit the rock, Maliach Malihas. That's his Kasha on Rashi. So here, there's a whole long pshat from the Gur Aryeh. I'll just say over what the Gur Aryeh says. Pshat says that there's another Ha'ara, that according to Rashi in the Parsha here, it's Mashma, that the Aveir was hitting the rock. But if you look back in Baal Loischa, it says the Aveir was that he said, Shimon HaAmoir. Remember Rashi says, which one Aver was worse? Was it worse when he said Shimon HaMoirim? Or was it worse when he said that Haktzeinu Bakar Yishachit? So the Mizrahi says, that Rashi sounds like the thing wrong was that he said Shimon HaMoirim, like that he was angry at them. So which is it? So Zok the Guru Aryeh, the answer is both. And the Yesoid was that if a person has full emunah in Hashem, especially when Hashem is ready to do a nes, like over here that Hashem told him he's going to make water come out of a rock, which is a nes, then a person is besimcha shlema. When a person bekitzer, when a person is totally feels that he's in the hands of Hashem with such a high level of emunah and bitachon, he has simcha and he's not angry at anything. And memela, the taina was that Moshe Rabbeinu did these things in the way of anger, that meaning, like Rashi says, he started with saying the word Shimon HaMoyim, which means it was a derech of kas, and also hitting a rock is a oifen of anger. It's a oifen of anger, meaning that it's like Hashem, or I mean, you're doing it as obviously a shliach of Hashem, like Hashem is striking the rock, Hashem is saying, you must give water. And the lesson that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted Klal Yisrael to learn was a lesson of Emunah, and that they should have such a high Emunah in Hashem that they should do everything Beratzen. That was a lesson he wanted everyone to learn. And now Moshe Rabbeinu instead did it B'derech Kas, and then they only see the idea that Hashem decrees on things that they have to give water. And then they won't learn the lesson that Hashem wanted them to learn, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have talked to the rock and the water would have come out, then they would get the hashpa from there, that just by Hashem talking, the Bria wants to do it. And that was the taina, and he says that's what Rashi means. There is a difference. There is a difference what lesson Klal Yisrael would take out from this nace. If he would hit it, they would take out a lesson that you better do what Hashem says. And if he would have talked, they would have got the hashpa. I guess it's all like one long thing. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been in such a simcha that Hashem is making an ace, like everything, forget about everything, and he says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at the Eden, he wouldn't have been angry at the Eden, he wouldn't be angry at anybody. And then he would have talked to the rock, then they would have seen this lesson, and that was the taina that the Rebbe Shalom had on Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that is his pshat in Rashi, and that's how his miyash. That's how Mishab, the two kashas on Rashi. The first kasha was we didn't really understand the kasha so well. That who says if he had to bring the stick, then for sure he should hit it. We don't know the Rashi to say it's not muchach. And the second kasha was what's the difference between hitting and talking it? That's the Gur Ari's pshat. Okay, the Ramban's pshat himself, I will skip. Because the Ramban says it's Sisrei Torah, and I didn't understand it. He says this chet is something that is not, you can't understand it on any Pashut way. The only way to understand it, he says, the best that anyone did is a nice pshat that you can't shlug up, but it's not the pshat anyways. And the only real pshat is Sisrei Torah, and then he writes a whole Sisrei Torah thing about what the chet was, and that's what he says the pshat was. Okay, now, all right, I don't have any time anyways to get into the new thing, so I'll just say over two more pshatim from the Achreinim. Okay, we did Rambam, and we did Rashi. Now I'll just do two Achreinim. I don't like to get two, I'll do one at a time. Hamik Dover. There's many, many pshatim over here. The Arachayim HaKadosh says 10, and he says that you see from here how the chait is so dark that we don't even know what it is, because everybody's trying to figure out what it was. So this is a Hamik Dover's pshat. Yeah, I looked there today. Yeah, 25 pshat he brings. So this is the Hamik Dover, Netziv's pshat. He says the Nakuda was that Hashem made this rock that already Beteva gave water. It was Miriam's rock. And he brings the Gemara that says we still have this Beresh of Miriam around. The Gemara says it's Beria, it's around. And when it stopped giving water, that was unnatural. Because it was already like Hashem made it that this rock gives water. And it was similar to when you have a rain drought. Like when you have a Atziras Geshamin. And what do you do when there's Atziras Geshamin? You need to be mispalel. And there is a whole mesechta of what you're daven. And also Torah. Because he brings that, you see, that there was a special thing of Yechidim, the Talmid Chachamim had special Chanesim, because the Baalei Torah have a special ability to help out over here. So he brings from the Yalkut Shimoni, that the when it says, V'dibartem al ha'sela, this is the Yalkut says, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to learn there, and that was Yomar Perek Echad, yeah? And I don't know if he has a Mar Mokum, but he says, and Aaron was supposed to be Mispalo. And what Hashem told him was that you should learn, you should daven, but take the stick, because in case it won't work the natural way, what Hashem wanted to teach them was that l'doiris, you should know that the teva will naturally be able to fix by learning, davening, and this will work, and when you enter Eretz Yisrael, that if you ever have any tzara or whatever, you'll know what to do. But Hashem said, in case it won't work, you have to also take the stick. Because then you just make a plain old nace, you'll hit the stick, and the water will come out, nisi. But that's not really what Hashem wanted. So what happened was, they went there, and Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing, was a little nota letzad ha-ragzonis. And because of that, he brings a medrash that says, it was ne'la mimenu dvar halacha, meaning that he didn't remember the halacha that he wanted to say, whatever the proper halacha, and so that didn't work. And since the musar was beragzonis, the tefillah didn't come out right, and memeil, they had to hit the rock and make the nace. And that was not what Hashem wanted, and Hashem said, since you didn't do it the way I wanted, l'chatchila, that was the problem. So the nekuda, the central nekuda that comes out of the netziv, I saw that Ramesh Shapiro said that there's many achronim that say it's all more or less the Netziv's way in different ways, Tzvas Emes, and this one of Tzadik. And the point was that Hashem wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that I want the Nisim and the Teva to become together when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, I want Eretz Yisrael to be a place where, like he says, No bitola teva. We're not going to have over there that like no teva, like hitting the rock kind of thing. We're going to have the teva, rain and fields and everything, and it will be mamish straight Hashem. Meaning, like, the rain will come, you'll learn, and you'll daven, and it will rain. Plain rain from the sky. That's what Hashem was setting them up. It should be that way in, when you come to Eretz Yisrael. And that was the whole thing. No more like in the Midbar. In the Midbar, it wasn't going that way. It was like man was coming and you know, everything was like Anania covered and all this. But when we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be those things. It's going to be that you're going to daven and learn, and there's going to be water and like that. So that was the lechatchila that the Netziv is talking about. And then it didn't work. And because of that, they couldn't set up for that thing. So Rabbi Shapir just ends off, he says, that is the Nisayan of our generations from then and Vayter, how people are separating and separating and separating and looking at like the Teva, and then learning, and they're not putting it together how Hashem really wanted. That started then already. It was supposed to be, that was supposed to be like one thing. The learning and the rain was Hainuach, and the davening, and it got split into two. There's Nisim, and then there's Teva. And that's the Avoida that we have to try to put together again.
Shem Baruch Hai.
Like he was like that. Right.
That was his Teva.
Yeah. Okay.
But they say this whole problem of Avur al Tim Davar. Everybody has to show.